3, 2, 1. Here's a question for you. Does the First Amendment mean what it says? Some people want to take what's called the absolutist position. They take what the words say, and for them, that's what the amendment means. But the First Amendment provides for 6 different freedoms, not just 1 or 2. Freedom from a state religion, freedom to practice your religion, freedom to peaceably assemble, freedom to petition the government, freedom of speech, and freedom of press. Some people, lately, are taking an absolutist position with regard to freedom of religion, saying the state cannot limit the practice of religion in any way. Well, actually, this absolutist position has never held a majority of the people or of the courts. So, if you take an absolutist position with regard to freedom of religion, are you also willing to take a similar absolutist position with regard to speech or press? My guess is, probably not. After all, if the government has absolutely no control over the press, then laws regarding child pornography are invalid. You could publish any and all government secret plans, and any kind of false or misleading statements in advertising messages. So, just how far are religious absolutists willing to go in support of the First Amendment? Well, some people might argue, aren't some of these freedoms more important than others? That may certainly be the case, but which ones? As you might expect, I would argue that speech and press are the most important. After all, free press and free speech allow us to know when the government is suppressing any of the other freedoms. Of course, this kind of thinking leads to an interesting paradoxical question. Is the statement, "nothing is absolute," itself absolute? Well, think about it. I'm Larry Burris.